Welcome to Real Love, Real Stories, the podcast, a platform for couples to share their love stories and for singles to find hope. I am Kanu, I'm the host, and you are listening to episode number 5. And in this episode, I'm speaking with Chris and Tina. They are a couple from New Mexico. Enjoy their love story. Welcome, Chris and Tina, to episode number 5. And thanks for being a part of my podcast.
Awesome. Happy to be a part of it.
Awesome. Yeah. So to start off with, you know, the podcast is about real love, real stories. So I kind of want to hear you guys share your love journey. When did it start and how did it start?
Well, we've been together as of right now, 24 years and 2 months. So we're heading to 25 years. We've been married 23. We had our 23rd wedding anniversary May 20th. Nice. And
we've both survived so far.
And right? You're smiling, so that's good.
So it's kind of a really neat story. Do you want us to tell you how we met?
Oh yeah, that would be amazing. That's perfect.
Okay, if we start there. Okay, so almost 25 years ago, one of my friends, Debbie, kept telling me, Tina, I want you to come over to this place called the
Merritt House.
The Merritt House in Dundalk, Maryland, of all places. And she kept inviting me, and it was a place that did karaoke, and they had some evenings where it was like all you can eat shrimp and, I don't know, pitcher beers or whatever. And she kept inviting me, and she said, yeah, there's this guy, Chris, that leads up the karaoke, and I think you should come. It'll be a good time. And I kept telling her, no, 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 no. And then one evening I finally said, you know what? Yeah, I'll go. So I drove over there. It was about a 35-minute drive. And we sat down and we were hanging out. And I remember you coming in or just met you once we were already there?
I was already there.
Yeah, he was already there, actually. Yeah, because hello.
Because I remember checking you out when you walked in.
You heard that, right? So anyhow, so I'll make a long story short. So he was singing, and I looked at my friend Debbie, and I said, oh, my God, I'm going to marry that man, and he is going to sing to me at the wedding, at the ceremony.
Oh, my God, I love it.
So that's what I said to my friend Debbie. And the funny thing is, and I just have to say this, she goes, well, gosh, I guess I don't think he's cute anymore. So
did she like him?
Well, I don't know that she liked him, but she knew of him, and she probably thought he was handsome or whatever. And she and I went to high school together. But anyhow, so fast forward, he actually got up to leave, and this was later in the evening. Uh-huh. And she got up and chased him to the door and said, why don't you come back and sit down with us? And he's like, okay. And the funny thing is, like, I thought he was cute pretty much during the evening and vice versa. So he came and sat down right next to me, kind of like pushed Debbie to the side. God bless her. She's really still a good, great friend of mine. But anyway, he sat down next to me and he asked me to slow dance. And I understand we just met. So he asked me to slow dance. He took the cordless microphone, and I can tell you the song he did was The Dance by Garth Brooks. And he sang to me while we slow danced. And I'm not kidding you. I pretty much knew it from that moment, but was pretty shielded. I'm going to try to get through this without getting emotional. But anyhow, it's happy tears.
I just thought it was cheesy. I'm like, well, she's either going to think I'm a creeper or, you know, this will work.
So he sang to me, and it was the most amazing thing ever. And we had this instant connection. And he shared with me immediately about his past and some things, and I was just like, I'm okay, you know, that's cool. And Chris is 6 years older than I am, so I got married when we were 22. But anyhow, so I'm gonna let him take over from here because this is the best part of the whole story.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, the whole story is really it's all good parts. But so yeah, you know, her friend Debbie asked me to come sit with them, and I kind of like pushed Debbie out of the way because I wanted to sit and talk to Tina. And we're talking, and she says to me, she goes, I want you to sing at my wedding someday when I get married. And I said, well, only if I'm the groom.
Oh!
So he kissed me on the cheek. We exchanged numbers, and we've been together ever since.
Oh, my gosh. I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
Yep. We've been together ever since. And I still remember to this day. So So that was the cool story of how we met, because everyone always likes to know. And I will tell you, yes, he sang at the ceremony at the wedding. There wasn't a dry eye in the church. It was amazing. And I felt like the song lasted forever. And I remember I was crying. I'm always crying. And
your story too.
My nose was running, and I'm like, is the song over yet? But he did sing to me, and he has been singing to me ever since, and it's pretty amazing.
Oh, so Chris, are you a singer, or okay.
Yeah, never, I probably for all of about 3 months out of one summer, I would say that I did it full time, lived on a bus, and played up and down the, about half of the East Coast.
Fun. Okay.
Tour. Didn't really go anywhere, but I've always done something musically, you know, on the weekends. So.
Yeah.
Music's so always beautiful. Been a passion.
So you mentioned that he sang the Garth Brooks song on the first day you met. Is that the song that he sang to you on the day you got married, or was it a different song?
No, he sang I'll Still Be Loving You.
Yeah.
And who's the name? Who's the band?
I always get confused as to who did it, the song. It's a country band that did it, and I can never get it straight to who did the song, but it's a song called I'll Still Be Loving You.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe when I post it on YouTube, we can copy that link to that song so people
Perfect.
Can
hear that song. Good idea.
What a beautiful story. So, okay. So what about the proposal?
So we met in May.
Uh-huh.
We proposed in August, 3 months later. So when someone says that they know that it's the right person, I absolutely knew it. I remember that the first time he told me he loved me.
Uh-huh.
We were outside of my aunt and uncle's house, and I was putting something in the back of the car, and I think he was playing with my hair. I've always had very long hair, and he's like, God, your hair's so pretty. I love your hair, and I love you too. And I was like, oh! And I ran inside him, and he loves me. He said he loves me. So again, we met in May. He proposed in August, and we were married a year later. And he proposed in Florida.
Uh-huh.
He wanted to get up on the stage, and that didn't work out.
But yeah, we were at SeaWorld, and I was trying to, she loves dolphins. And so I was begging the staff to let me get up, you know, to have it staged so that I'd get picked to go up for the dolphin show.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't pull it off. So I just had to pick a spot and propose to her. But yeah, you know, people always talk about love at first sight, and even us as a couple, you know, if we're giving somebody advice, if we're talking to someone, mm-hmm. or, you know, somebody's wanting our advice with relationships, you know, I do tend to lean towards some caution with love at first sight, right? Because you can get caught up in the moment.
Right.
You know, our story definitely sounds like a love at first sight, you know, throwing all logic to the wind and just, you know, going with the heart, but the truth of it is, I mean, if we really told the long story, is that from day one, I mean, we really communicated with each other. We really engaged each other. We talked very deeply about things from the beginning. When Tina said that I told her a bunch of stuff about my past, I had been married before and I had two children. And, you know, I just knew that when I got to that point to when I was ready to date again, that if I saw somebody, met somebody, and I really liked them, that I would just get all that out right away. You know, I've got kids, and, you know, I've got to pay child support, and I got to do this, and I got to do that. I got these responsibilities. And at that point, I was in the Army, kind of getting ready to get out of the military. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was going to be getting out and having to find a job and really start my life all over again. So I just aired that out all up front, you know, and I thought that's either going to scare somebody off or, you know, you just kind of see what's going to happen. But that's really the key to it is, and in all relationships, you know, what makes a relationship really work, it's the condition of each individual.
Absolutely.
The person who's utterly and absolutely content to be by themselves, they're happy with themselves and they love themselves and they're honest with themselves, you know, that's the person that's ready to be in a relationship. And so, you know, Tina was very confident in herself and happy with who she was. And I was confident in myself and was happy with who I was. And, you know, again, having those honest talks and looking at each other, you know, where we were at that point. But, in talking to each other, part of what made it click for us is just somehow we knew we could build a life together. You know, back then we were making $6-7 an hour, whatever it was. We were starting with nothing,
right.
But we just somehow knew, you know, we'd build a life together.
That actually leads me to a question I wanted to ask is, how did you know that she was the right person to marry? And Tina, how did you know that he was the right one to marry?
Well, Chris has this certain, I don't know if you call it energy or whatever, about him. And I felt a connection immediately. I felt secure. I felt safe. I know that may sound funny, but I kind of had a ugly back childhood. And so I'm super, like, I guess guarded, you would say, you know what I mean? As far as like letting someone into my circle, so to speak, or whatever. But I've always felt just super, super secure with him, and never doubted his love. And I just knew that he was super genuine, I guess you could say. So I just knew it. I felt it was right. Prior to marrying Chris, again, I got married at 22, and it's funny to see kids, you know, I say kids, people that age now. And I'm like, wow, I was that young when we got married. But I forgot where I was going with that. But anyhow, I just felt like it was the right. I knew it was right because I had two boyfriends prior to that. Where I was going with that. I had been in two, somewhat serious relationships, but never ever really ever thought the word, honestly, marriage.
Until you met him and you thought, I want him to sing at my wedding.
Yes. Yep. And he was going to be the groom.
yeah, that's awesome. So you've been married, you say 23 years total?
Correct.
Okay.
23 years.
So, yeah, 20th, 1995.
And I always ask this question about couples, that are together, like, are there any annoyances that you each have that you deal with?
Wow.
You see that look? No, just kidding. Of course.
Well, yeah, I mean, we definitely get on each other's nerves. But at the end of the day, you know, and going back to why I knew she was the right one, our personalities are very different, and she's actually the more strong-willed person. I think most people would look at us and think Tina's got the more dominant personality. I'm the more laid back personality. But the one thing that where we balanced off evenly is neither one of us have an ego. So even though our personalities are different, there's neither one of us were very prideful or neither one of us had to deal with an ego. And I think that's one of the most difficult things in a relationship is the ego causes us to inflate, exaggerate, and things going into a relationship. Then when things finally calm down, you realize it's a different person than what you started with.
Right.
So we were pretty transparent up front. But those differences in our personality type, you know, it just means that from time to time, we're going to drive each other a little bit crazy. You know, we operate at two different speeds, and my speed's not fast enough for Tina.
Sometimes I like to call him my turtle.
Yeah.
That's his nickname, I think, but don't tell him I said that.
Yeah, we're definitely like the tortoise and the hare. Tina has two speeds, 200 miles an hour and asleep.
Yes, and that's very right? true. Very
you know,
true.
I kind of wind up slowly in the day and wind down at
slowly.
Night. And so, yeah, when you're running at two different speeds and trying to parallel each other, you know, that's going to cause some friction. And, you know, it's just those differences. You know, in certain places, I'm the neat freak and she's not. You know, and that causes some frustrations.
He just put that out there, didn't he?
Yeah. but you know, really in the end too, that comes down to all those things come down to self-awareness, right?
Absolutely.
You know, why is it that particular parts of the house I'm you know, ridiculous about, I want it to look exactly the way it looked the day we moved in. Like, why am I hung up on that, right? Yeah. Because really, anytime you're frustrated with somebody else, almost anytime you're frustrated with somebody else, you really can find the cause that internally that's really you're struggling with something and you're just projecting onto that person.
Right.
And so, you know, for us, it's a constant growing experience that we continue to mature and learn, you know, getting on each other's nerves now, how we navigate through that has changed. quite a bit.
Right.
It's all part of life. You know, it's just all part of life. And the longer we're together and the older we get, the more mellow we get. You know, it just gets easier.
You know that new song that just came out? I don't know who even sings it, but it says, "I don't want to fight tonight. I'm going to let you be right." We always laugh when that comes on because I like that song.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll let him be right.
There you go.
That's every like, once in a while.
That's what the movie is about, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, I love that relationship.
The best two words for a guy to know are "yes, dear." That's
how often do you use those?
I try really hard.
I love it. So the flip side of that question, I don't know if you wanted to add a little bit more about the annoyances. I know Chris talked about that a little. Tina, did you want to add to that a little?
No, I think you pretty much, we have good days and bad days, right? But at the end of the day, we love each other more than life itself. And
Yeah. I don't know why I'm getting teary-eyed talking to you.
I know, me too. I think it's kind of like,
I'm getting embarrassed, like wiping my eyes. Like,
don't be embarrassed.
Tina projects that emotion.
I think I do. I really do. But there's so much more good, I should say. Like, of course we have bad days, right? And we just kind of look at each other like, but you have to make it work. I kind of tell everybody that, right? Have we had some really hard things happen in our life and in our marriage? Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I can tell you things that we could go on and on, but that's not what we're here to do. But you have to want to make it work. You have to stay together. You have to stay strong. And I don't give up. Like, so whatever it is, and I always said from the very beginning, this is the first and only time I will ever get married. We're complete opposites. And sometimes I see people are like, oh my gosh, you know, but it works. It's perfect.
Yeah.
And we always say that he's the anchor and I'm the hot air balloon. And he helps keep me grounded. And that's the other thing. Like he loves me so much and believes in me so much and has always just been there to kind of help me push through at different times of my life when I was struggling, which is pretty awesome. And a lot of, I think spouses, you know, may not do that or see it that way. So that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So I know you kind of touched on this already, but what are some qualities, like one quality that you like about each other?
For Tina, it's her courage. It's just tremendous. She's fearless. It's one of the first impressions that she made on me, as I thought, my goodness, she's not afraid of anything or anybody, right? and that's a good thing, you know. And it wasn't that she was just trying to be tough, but she her upbringing and her life brought her to the point to where she doesn't wrestle with a lot of the unfounded fears that a lot of people struggle with. So her courage is incredible. Her work ethic is one of the best that I have ever seen in my life. We work together, so that's wonderful that we get to share our career. She's utterly honest, completely transparent. She's got the most beautiful brown eyes in the world.
I love it.
But yeah, you know, it just, when I'm with her, I can feed off of her energy and her stick-to-itness. She's amazing. She's absolutely amazing. We have a local indoor football team. And our coach, Dominic Bramante, refers to her as the fabulous one.
Oh, I love it.
She's the fabulous one.
Oh, my goodness.
So what do you like about me?
Everything. Everything. I love his eyes. I love his sweet, gentle nature. His kindness, his heart.
She's going to
cry. There I go again.
I know. And what's going on with me? I'm just hearing your laughter and tears.
And I swear I'm not. I don't have flashcards for her to read off of while she's saying it. So.
But Christian has this way about him. Everybody says it. It's interesting. And I'm the lucky girl that gets to spend the rest of my life with someone that helps me get through every day.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have her completely fooled and it works.
But sometimes he does drive me crazy, and we already touched on that. But for the most part, it's pretty darn amazing. Yeah, so.
That's so beautiful. And yeah, and it's, I don't know, it's bringing tears to my eyes. I'm watching you cry, and I'm tearing up as well. So that's beautiful. I think, you know, when you were talking about that you met and the proposal happened within 3 months, I was actually having a conversation with my friend yesterday, a single friend, and I'm posting a bonus episode where just her and I are talking. And one of the questions she asked me is, what do you think about, you know, proposals that happen pretty quickly? And I said to, and she was actually referring to more reality TV, right? Like there's some TV shows about 90 Day Fiance or something like that. Right. And I was thinking about that. I was like, no, you know, I want to get to know someone and I want to, you know, but then I'm like, you know, I'm in my 40s. It's like, how long is that going to take me to know someone? And, you know, but when you know, you know. And I love what you're saying, that, you know, the moment you saw each other, it's like you knew. You can't really describe it, but you knew.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder, you know, I mean, what are your thoughts about that? Anything you want to share with people that may be, you know, in that sort of predicament?
Well, from what I've seen, I just think that when we're talking about, you know, how long does it take to get to know somebody and how soon is too soon, love at first sight, all those things, you know, often what I see occur in relationships or people looking for relationships is just that. They are looking for somebody. They're searching, and the search becomes external. And even though they know that they should say things like, well, I'm not looking for somebody to complete me, and I'm self-aware and I'm content. I mean, you know, only that person knows for sure. Mm-hmm. And so the key to a relationship, again, you know, going back to what I said when we first started talking, is just that, you know, it has to do with one's level of self-awareness and how self-secure someone is, you know, where they're at in their journey. Because really, you know, if you are, you know, where you should be in your journey and you love yourself and you are at a point in your life where you are in flow, right? You know that you're doing what you should be doing. The thing that you're doing in life is who you are. And when you're in that place, then the relationship really could be with almost anybody if they're at least close to being in that same point in time. Any two people can share a relationship if each individual is where they should be individually. And so the risk in the fast moving relationship is if these people are really not having a true level of self-awareness. If they're looking in the mirror and they're still lying to themselves, that therein lies the risk, because anything other than two self-sufficient people getting together, it's probably going to go into some sort of a codependent relationship, which right. leads to frustration and disappointment. So yeah, I mean, you know, two people could meet and know in 5 minutes, but it just depends on where those two people are at with themselves.
Yeah. No, yeah. That's beautifully said. Absolutely. Yeah. So what advice would you have both to single people, me being one of them, searching for me love?
Single. I'm sorry.
Stay single. I want to be able to be with my partner like you both are, and I'll be crying about how we met and, you know, how he makes me feel. So I want to experience that too.
Yeah, you know, I mean, really, my advice is to begin with yourself. You know, somebody asked me once, what's the best advice you ever received? And it's the advice or the information we get every time we're on an airplane. You know, they go through the safety protocol. Right. And they always say, in the event that the cabin loses pressure, the oxygen masks will drop from the ceiling, and you should put the mask on yourself, before you attempt to help somebody else, because otherwise you'll just pass out. And that's probably one of the best pieces of advice that we can get in life. So that, you know, my advice to somebody single or seeking a relationship is to really invest, you know, invest in yourself, invest in your self-awareness. You know, there's some fantastic books out there. There's so much more available to people now than just 10 years ago, right? I mean, every few years, it increases exponentially as to what's available for us to read and to learn from. And so, you know, my advice to anybody would be stop the search for a bit, back up a little bit, and really work on yourself. Absolutely. You know, fall in love with yourself, because that's the best way you could ever present yourself to another person.
Right, right. No, you're very right about that. And I keep hearing that from all the couples really that I've talked to.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what about
you? Because she's taking care of our little 15-year-old dog. So.
Oh.
Our little guy, Sparky. He's down here looking at us, wondering what's going on.
Oh, you can lift him up and put him on camera.
Okay. He's our little four-legged child.
Oh.
Here comes Sparky.
Everybody can see Sparky.
There he is.
This is our little rat terrier.
Oh, really cute.
Yeah. What's the matter, buddy?
Like, what's going on here?
he turned 15 on Sunday. He's the center of our world.
He's a little miracle dog. He's had two bouts with immune disease, cancer, you name it, and he just keeps going. So.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Sparky.
So I want to show you something. I grabbed this today before we started, and I said, look, I even have a prop. And Chris is like, what? So the other day I posted on Facebook, I'll see different things that show up, you know, that are sponsored in your newsfeed. And it was this really cool thing, and I tagged Chris in it, and I said, babe, I want one of these. So the other day he comes home, and he's like, close your eyes. So I closed my eyes. He said, open them. And he got this for us. And it says, you and me. Can you see it?
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to paint it. That's why it's anyway. But it's things like, it's moments like that. It melted my heart. And it's just the little things. You know, it's not the big things, because neither of us are materialistic. But I just tagged him in it, and he didn't say anything about it. And a few days later, he's like, look. And I was just like, oh, my gosh. So it's things like that, too, that, you know, you have – just to keep the spark there. But that meant the world to me. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to put that in my office.
Yeah.
So anyway, so that was my prop for this.
I love it. I love it. So he listened, and you know, Chris, you got her what she wanted, and she appreciates it. And that's awesome.
Yeah. I'm lucky, because typically when she's tagging stuff, it's not, you know, a $5,000 diamond ring, Ferrari, you know, it's cute little thing. So
yeah, I love it. I love it. Yeah. So anything you want to say in closing? I just so appreciate that you were able to share your love story.
Oh, well, thank you so much for this. And it's cool that Pat and Tina brought us in on this, and we were actually excited. I'm like, oh yeah, that's cool. Let's do it. So no, not really. I, you know, you have to want to make it work. And I'm sure, as you know, there aren't very many couples, that, especially in our age, that have been together as long as we have, and that are still together, and make it work. You know, it's not easy, and every day is not wonderful. You know, but you have to make it work, and you have to find your right partner to spend your life with, and that's pretty much all I have. And yeah. I'm just glad that. He's my person in my life to spend the rest of my life with. And he's been in my life longer than anyone has, you know, even my biological parents. So we talk about that often. So anyway, but we have created an amazing life together, and we're super blessed. And I wouldn't want to do it with anybody else.
Me neither.
That is so beautiful, you guys. I love this so much. I mean, this is why I do what I'm doing, is to sharing love story. I mean, I'm crying listening to your story. Yeah, it inspires others. It just, for us single people, it inspires me to want to find that person who makes me cry when I'm talking about him, you know? So before I start crying again, I think I should say thank you so much for being a part of this. And I am so grateful that you took the time to share your love story.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for including us.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Do you have a love story to share? Do you know a couple with a love story? Send me an email at info@realloverealstories.com. And also follow me on Instagram and Facebook under Real Love Real Stories. Till next time.